This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Welcome to another week here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What a treat. The dynamic duo from Talk Media News, Ellen Ratner and Bob Ney, joining us right at the top. Hi, Ellen and Bob.
Well, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Where are you? Are you the two of you, somehow, are you in the same space?
We are in the same space. We're on two different phones, and we're up with the dead people in Lilydale, New York, where I am now.
Wow, Lilydale. You know what?
And I'm in a room with five pictures of Ellen Ratner and Bill Clinton.
I love that disclosure. I mean, we should say this at the top before we dive into this. Lilydale is supposed to be a really kind of a spiritual place, right?
That's right. I'm a life member here. I'm actually a minister. How do you like them apples? And,
wow.
So, we talked to dead people, and Bob and I went to a two-and-a-half-day seminar here.
Very nice. Very cool.
You should come up and do your show from up here.
I would love to do it. I've always wanted to go there. I bet there's people listening to us that know all about it. I've seen some documentaries. Cool. We will definitely do that sometime. That would be great. So while you're doing that and enjoying, as you said, speaking to dead people at a very interesting place, the G20 was going on, and fire is still raging in London's Camden Market. But did anything come out of the G20 that either one of you...
I think a couple things came out of the G20. One is that the mayor of New York flew over to give a speech to the protesters, and he's getting a lot of grief back home. And secondly, Donald Trump apparently, and according, you know, again, we don't really know about this because the Trump administration has not released much, but the Putin administration has basically said to Putin, it's time to move on.
Wow. Bob, in all your years in Congress, what do you think?
Well, a couple of things. You know, first of all, these little side notes become the highlight. I put on Facebook, can you say Mayor Hillary Clinton of New York?
Yeah.
And I put that on there because it was a big mistake by de Blasio, period. I mean, and he shouldn't have skipped the ceremony for the police. He could have went to that because he was in town, then fly over. So a big deal. He thinks he's running for president, et cetera. A bad move. And then I agree with Ellen. You know, the Putin thing was the highlight. I think overall on the summit, and by the way, I've actually been on the protesting side of a couple of these summits because I don't like, I'm a Bernie Sanders guy when it comes to trade bills, you know, and I don't like the pro-globalist trade bill status of these summits. But overall, I don't think anything really, really changed, and we're not back into the climate game business with the people that, you know, all support this with the G20. So substance-wise, you know, they had the summit. I don't think anything of a big deal occurred.
Yeah, wow. So while that happened, and now it's just the aftermath of discussing, did anything happen? As you said, Bob, you don't think much is going to end up coming out of that. As we kick into another week and everybody's back in Congress, Ellen, I'll start with you. Healthcare, what happens now? What's the next step?
Well, Bob Ney would know better than me about healthcare since it's a Republican issue. But I will tell you this, that so far many Republicans are objecting to what Mitch McConnell came up with. Everybody from Rand Paul from the conservative point to Susan Collins on a more liberal Republican, they have got to negotiate with the Democrats if they're going to get a health care bill done because there are too many Republicans that have fallen off. If they can even get some of the Democrats, they'll go along with it. Bob Ney, what do you think?
I think the Democratic side needs to be smart. Look, they can say, hey, you all own this. You sat around 7 years. It's your problem now. They can do that. Schumer will tend to honestly want to do that. I think that the good-thinking Democratic side is going to say, okay, look, we're going to fix some problems in Obamacare. We're going to step into this thing. We're going to save, quote, Republicans from themselves. But they can make actually a point of what they want to do with health care. On the Mitch McConnell side, I served with the man. I don't believe he cares what's in a bill. He wants any bill. He doesn't really care. He put a horrible bill out there that is an abomination. But I think he wants to get into a conference committee, Kate, and at that point in time, he'll want one thing, some tax breaks. Maybe it'll be modified for some the wealthier people, and if he can get little pieces, that's all he'll care about. He just wants to move a bill out, you know, period. But on the Democratic side, the leadership's not going to want to work that much with this because they're going to want the Republicans to kind of boil in their own soup. But McConnell just wants anything out. They'll get something. It'll be ugly, but they'll get something out of there, and it'll languish and fight in a conference committee.
Yeah. Speaking of ugly, let's talk about North Korea. Your thoughts, Ellen, on this evidence that now the Washington Post reported that Russia's helping North Korea's missile program. Wow.
Well, what's really interesting is, of course, a former congressman, Ney, helped me write an article for World Net Daily, which is up on it, predicting many things. But one of the things that we both actually think is that they will take Kim Jong-un out somehow. And that will allow the North Koreans through the military to run a much more reasonable country. Now, the fact that this has come out that Russia is helping North Korea, this is not good. Congressman Ney, what do you think?
Oh, it's a brand new fact that actually kind of shocks me that it had gone to the point where they're helping them. But I agree with Ellen. I mean, at some point in time, this potentially could have the scenario where he's taken out with the support of some of our allies. And, you know, people say, well, there'll be a retaliation. If he's alive, there will be. If he's not alive, I think the military is going to save the country from, you know, the big bombs that, you know, could come forth. The Russian element, I think, puts a more dire need for somebody to do something, because if it's shocking to me. I mean, if Russia's actively engaged in this, it's going to accelerate them. They'll have a missile that'll reach California. And, of course, the devastation to Japan right now and South Korea, if he goes, you know, off the deep end, is enough to make somebody act a little quicker than I thought against him.
Yeah. How about this? You know, it's interesting when you go after a bigger prize, sometimes you miss what you used to do. Did you see the story about Rex Tillerson? Ellen, we'll start with you, that he got this big oil industry award, and then he said, boy, I really miss my colleagues. And maybe it's not so great to be Secretary of State after all.
It's not only not so great to be Secretary of State, and again, Bob Ney probably knows many of them more than I do, but the fact is that Rex Tillerson was a very big cheese, able to make his own decisions, and now everything he does, he has to get permission of President Trump or some major people in his administration. That cannot sit well with a guy that's used to running the show. Congressman Ney, what do you think?
I saw many, many people that came from the private sector, and I would seriously look at them, and I would tell colleagues, O'Neill was one of them at the time, Secretary of Treasury. He testified as if he was in private sector again, and I told one of my colleagues, he's doomed, and of course he was. I agree with Ellen. They go in and into the government side, and it's not the same control factors if you're in private sector. You've got to serve the whims of even people of your own party, the president you work for, the bureaucrats that work under you, and the opposite party. So I think it's a shocker for people that have never been in the government before. I'm sure he's got some remorse for coming there.
Yeah, there you go. What a treat. Like I said at the top, Bob Ney, a former congressman from Ohio, and Ellen Ratner, both Talk Media News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Great. And they're in a cool place, too. I'll tell you what, you know, what Ellen said, you're looking at New York, that area, and it is a place that's supposed to have kind of sacred spiritual feelings is what they talk about, that interesting people live in that area, and some interesting stories have come out of it. It's worth looking it up on your search engine, let's put it that way. Odds and ends, on the flip side, we've just scratched the surface here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
This is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. America Tonight. Kate Delaney. As we take a look at what's boiling out there, I like to say that this show is kind of the crossroads of what's happening across the United States and obviously elsewhere. And in the wake of the G20, there's conversation about the fires. And as Bob Ney was just talking about there, in case you missed it, the former congressman from Ohio saying he didn't think really much was going to happen, that not really much will come out of the G20. And, you know, it's interesting on the heels of that and also mentioned there health care. I always say the common denominator, pull out your wallet, look at your health care and tell me what your health care is all about. Do you know? Do you know how you're covered? Do you know what happens if this happens, that happens, emergencies, et cetera? And most people really don't, but you will know when you really, really need it. Senator John McCain says, who cares at this point? He says the Republican bill to repeal and replace Obamacare is probably going to be dead. That it's going to be dead. He was on the Sunday Swirl, one of the shows, the talking heads, CBS, Face the Nation he was on. And he said that it's just never been eroding. And he says, look, Republicans should just work with Democrats, come up with something for health care. And Mitch McConnell tried to float that last week and nothing happened. So it's not going to push through if there's nothing there. You know, it's interesting. One of the tweets that Donald Trump pressed out just a short while ago, he said, for years, even as a civilian, I listened as Republicans pushed for the repeal and replace of Obamacare. Now they finally have their chance, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think there won't be enough votes, but this is old news because we don't know the votes. We're not there at the tote board counting the numbers of backers on the bill.
I just believe the numbers are not there. You know, as I said, with odds and ends, there was a scary moment worth a sports note here. Richie Porte, who was one of the top contenders for the Tour de France, had a high-speed crash on stage 9 of the race. Check this out. The Aussie missed a downhill bend, cartwheeling across the road, bowling over another rider, before smashing into a grassy bank. He was stretched into an ambulance. The race is done. Medics first treated him while he was lying on the tarmac. And you could see this live footage of him. French television was shooting it. He was in a group of 7 riders who were descending from the last of 7 climbs on Sunday. And it seems as though he was more scared than hurt, but they say he was going about 45 miles an hour. And that's, you know, surviving that and crashing in the mountains, it looked pretty bad how they were securing his head, etc. And it just goes to show you, boy, the changes they've tried to make even, and this is a typical Tour de France, you know, stage. But the thing that's really crazy about that is we've talked about the drugs so much, and to, Lance Armstrong and other riders and testing, that you forget at the very basics of this sport is some of the unbelievable terrain that they traverse. And I always would wonder, how are they not flying off these bikes? How is somebody not pushing it too far or losing an edge or something? And they have had accidents in the past, but really very, very few. And it was scary. If you go back and were to look at that footage, you would see a guy really flying down the hill and with no place to go but into a horrific crash. If you weren't watching the Tour de France, you might have gone to Spider-Man. Spider-Man, The Homecoming, was number one at the box office, $117 million. That's what it raked in. One of the biggest tests for moviegoers is that they say sequels, I was just reading a story in the USA Today, sequels and kind of reboots are having people get this like franchise fatigue, even though it's all over the place. So this is the third Spider-Man iteration in the last 15 years. And for Homecoming, filmmakers returned to Spider-Man's teenage roots, and Tim Holland was the guy who was in the part of that. You know, it's not a surprise to me because the superhero stuff has really been big. Look at what happened with Wonder Woman. Look at what has happened with Iron Man and several others. So whether it's Marvel or DC, to me, you have these expectations. And yes, it is another version of Spider-Man. And maybe it could be that Spider-Man definitely has an audience of young and old kind of mixed together. And maybe that's what the draw is, the familiarity of Spider-Man. So by doing it again with different people, tweaking it a little bit, you still have an interest there with younger and older people wanting to go and see it, whether it's nostalgia or whether it's the story itself or if it's just fresh and new to somebody who's younger. But I do think there is something to that. I do think there is something to that fatigue thing. I really, really do. And while we move from Spider-Man to a serious discussion, because I saw this everywhere I went, there's a terminally ill Charlie Gard, his name is. There's a big fight in England over Gard because this is an 11-month-old little boy, and the parents of the 11-month-old hoped the courts will reverse course and allow their 11-year-old to get these experimental treatments in the United States. There's a court hearing scheduled on Monday in an incredibly controversial case that's raised issues about bioethical, it's the issue is correct. It caught the attention of Pope Francis and others. And, you know, what the boy's father said is what I think a lot of people can't get their head around, is that we're not allowed to take our son from one hospital to another one to possibly save his life. And the mother of the 11-year-old said, I think we know what's best, that there are doctors in America who now think it's worth a chance, and he's fighting and we're still fighting. So they started a petition. They got 350,000 signatures to be sent, that were sent to the Great Ormond Street Hospital, where he's been treated since October, asking the doctors to allow him to get medical treatment abroad. Wow. And there's protesters with signs reading Save Charlie Gard. And what the deal is he's got severe brain damage. He needs a ventilator to breathe. He's blind and deaf, unable to move without assistance, and has seizures. His life support was due to be switched off June 30th, but that was delayed so his parents could spend more time with him. In England, this is interesting, unlike the United States, if there is some kind of a dispute between doctors and parents over how to treat a patient, the courts, not the family, have the final say. How crazy is that? And we have a different perspective. Now, physicians in the U.S. would argue that even though Charlie has a grim prognosis, there might be some hope or benefit by intervening with an experimental surgery. There's no way to know. It's experimental. So this has had a lot of people talking in the United States, too, about what is right and what is wrong in this case. And even a couple of U.S. congressmen, Brent Wenstrup from Ohio and Trent Frank, say they're going to introduce a bill to call for Charlie and his parents to be given U.S. resident status so their son can receive the treatment. And I think at this point, the court hopefully rules in the favor of the parents to be able to go in and do that. It brings back memories of a big case. Terry Schiavo, remember, died in 2005 after a huge right-to-die legal case. Her husband won a legal battle against her family to remove her from life support after she had a heart attack that left her brain dead at the age of 26. What a horrible, horrible roller coaster ride that would be for any parent. And I think if that's their decision, come on, I hope they rule in their favor. Coming up, you, and you. Lots of email. We'll dive in the mailbag next.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. My, Sharona. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to dive deep into that mailbag in just a minute here on ATN. A reminder, at the tail end of the week, somebody was asking about cheap movie reviews. Yes, we got cheap movie reviews for you. It's summertime, so that means that a lot of movies burst on the scene in the summer. And movie stars get into trouble, apparently. Shia LaBeouf, I don't pay much attention to this, but his mugshot was all over the place. You might remember him in a couple of flicks. He did one of the Indiana Jones movies. He did the Transformer movie. He's been in a bunch of things. So anyway, cops say early Saturday morning he approached someone for a cigarette. The person said no. He started swearing in front of the women, the kids. He was told to leave. He refused. He was aggressive toward an officer. Oh, and the next thing you know, he was arrested in the lobby of a hotel, and he was released on bond eventually. I have to say, because they pumped his, you know, the TMZs of the world pumped his mugshot all over the place, he actually looked okay in his mugshot. Usually it's wide-eyed, wild, and craziness that you kind of see on the face of whoever it is when they're getting those mugshots taken. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail.
Yeah, mail time is here. And this first one is from Frank. Kate, how was your 4th of July? I had a great time. I laughed so hard when you were talking about how many hot dogs can you eat in 10 minutes. And I tried a little experiment. I got through 4, and I was feeling not great after that. I don't know how anybody can pull off that Coney Island stunt. Do you?
Yeah,
I have no idea. That whole idea of competitive eating is, I mean, it's wild. What you have to do to expand your stomach, the fasting before it, but just being able to do it and eat the kinds of food they eat, let alone the hot dogs and how famous the Coney Island thing is. And sure enough, Joey Chestnut was the winner, if you didn't know this already. He ate 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Wow. 72. Dipping them in water. Oh, my goodness. That is wild. Now let's go to this one. This one is from John, who says, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not. I know you keep up with what's going on in Los Angeles, because you always say Mother Nature plays some wicked tricks on us, and that's for sure. I saw a story about a fire that cut off power to a ton of people. And it's with the heat wave that's going on, that's got to be kind of scary if you think of the temperature, the fire, and the amount of smoke that was billowing out of what I saw in one neighborhood. Yeah, it happened late on Saturday, and they had to cut the power to about 140,000 people, so they didn't have air conditioning for about 12 hours. The fire broke out at a receiving station at Northridge. And that meant that the high voltage equipment caught on fire, basically. So all you could see over the San Fernando Valley was smoke billowing all over the place. I mean, it was a blaze, you know. It was a crazy explosion that happened with the equipment. So grid operators had to shut the power down. What are they going to do? Because you have to be able to put the fire out safely. And that's what happened there. And it hit parts of the city early in the morning, the worst time, right? Well, any time's not good. 6 to 8 a.m. And then they worked through the night. So it happened, I think, at night. But it hadn't been restored until 8 a.m. for most people or worse. And L.A. had a record temperature of 98 on Saturday. Woodland Hills, all those areas. Just on fire. In fact, you know when you watch your local weather, I know you all know this, and the weatherman's reaching for some cool statistics to tell you, and then they say, oh, it was a record high for this day back in 19 whatever, and you say, well, you know, that was 100 some years ago. I saw a graph that talked about the high for downtown LA on Saturday, 98 degrees. And they said that exceeded a 131-year record that was set back in 1886. Wow. That's when you just don't go doing anything. You know, there's no going to the park on those days. And even if you sit in the pool, chances are that water might be very, very, very warm. This one is from Bruce, who says he listens to us in Austin. Kate and listeners of America, tonight, enjoying the offerings always of the show. Sometimes I listen to it afterwards and download it. And I was wondering if you happen to see, somebody sent me a link, because you've talked about it before, especially if you work on the third shift, the importance of sleep. I did see this new study that was out, and the study said that having a purpose in life results in fewer nighttime disturbances and you have better sleep quality. But most of the people in the research apparently were a little bit older. So sleep problems, of course, are associated with Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes, colds, flu. And what they found at Northwestern University, at the Feinberg School of Medicine, is helping people cultivate a purpose in life could be an effective drug-free strategy to help improve sleep quality because of the insomnia so many people face. Boy, wouldn't it be great if it was just that easy? Oh, you need 9 hours sleep? No problem. 9 is the norm. You know, I used to think you could save it up. Just save it up, and then you, by, at the end of the week, you can sleep in. How often are you sleeping in? I bet most of the people listening to this show don't get much of a chance, I'm just thinking, to sleep in. I don't think so. Here's another one from Jacob R. I like that, Jacob R. And Jacob R. says, Kate, did you happen to see the story about the Comey private memos and the fact that they contained classified information? Yeah, be careful what you ask for when you testify. And apparently more than half of the memos from the former FBI chief, James Comey, and what he wrote as personal recollections of his conversations with the president about the Russian investigations might be determined to contain classified info. That raises the possibility that he broke his own rules and ignored the same security protocol that he publicly smashed Hillary Clinton for in the tail end of the presidential election. Whoops. That's a tricky thing when you testify, and that's not good, actually, right? It's interesting because even Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri said, you didn't consider your memo or your sense of that conversation to be a government document. Whoops, I guess not. So where does this all end up? That's my deal. Does he end up, because the FBI forbids any agent from releasing classified information or any information, frankly, from ongoing investigations. And they really drill that into the heads of FBI agents that you can't do that. So now Comey's put himself in a precarious spot for sure. And I guess, you know, they're going to look at him and they're going to look at those same issues and try to figure out if he mishandled classified info. Apparently it's easy to screw up that policy because we keep having politicians and the people who run the departments do it. So maybe that's the first step. You've got to memorize this. You have to know what this is about, or you can't take this job if you can't color in the lines, so to speak, because it seems like there was nothing but coloring out of the lines for years, which is what led people to have so many frustrations about politicians, right? Speaking of politicians, sometimes you say the politically incorrect thing and it gets you into trouble. You don't think when you're in a position of power and you blurt out something that kind of attacks, I'll say, the little people. The MTA chairman, you know what that is? That's the person that runs the transit in New York. Joked over the weekend that commuters should just come in earlier to work while track repairs are wreaking havoc on the station that I used to go into a bunch when I went into New York City, Penn Station. What he said was, try to come in earlier or later if your job allows it. You can always come in earlier, right? Like an influx of riders on the trains between 7 and 8 a.m. He says, avoid the crush. Get up earlier. Instead of taking the 7:05, take the 6:55. We're asking people to change their habits. We have to be flexible as well. Does he know how hard it is for people to change their habits? Normally I get on the train at 8 o'clock, but you're asking me to get on the train at 6:55? I don't think so. The repairs, by the way, that they're working on happened because of 3 derailments and raining sewage. It's supposed to last through September 1st. Keep that in mind if you're going to New York. We're doing the numbers thing next. We can count on America tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Yes, time indeed for another edition of We Can Count. We got a lot of things to count this time around, and it includes some pretty big numbers and some pretty weak numbers, actually. I always say numbers make the world go round, and that's why I started the whole We Can Count thing. But how about this? The fan that was killed at the Brazilian soccer match. Boy, soccer is so brutal in some areas of the world, meaning the fans. What is going on with the fans? But here's what happened. A fan was shot and killed. Violence broke out between supporters of Vasco da Gama and Flamengo on Saturday. So a 27-year-old man was killed. He was just shot in the chest during the riots. There's your number, 27. And you had so many people clashing with tear gas, with the police there throwing tear gas, with the people going after each other. And then the violence prompting an apology from Vasco President Yuriko Miranda, and the fact that he asked for apologies in the name of Vasco, I guess that was part of the weird problem in all of this. And you had players who just fled, you know, as soon as they could, as soon as they saw what was happening. And the trouble started when Estadio Vasco da Gama, and that was after Flamenco won the Derby 1-0. It was the club's first win there in half a century. So riots broke out in the stands, outside the grounds, and the supporters clashed with the cops. Like I said, they threw tear gas, and you see how out of hand this gets. And they really have pretty good protection there. But, I mean, what do you do when all of a sudden someone opens fire and that gun wasn't discovered? And I think it's incredibly, I mean, just absolutely incredibly scary. This is a wild story that I read the other day that was, I thought was worth bringing up, because, I mean, do we think of such things? But, you know, in China, apparently they have these, what they call sky graveyards. So there's about 30 caskets that are anchored on a limestone rock, almost 100 feet up the side of a cave. And they think it dates back hundreds of years. The coffins, inside and out, are kind of littered with fragments of clothes, bones, and ceramics. So for 3 decades, Wang Haoman, a Hong Kong-based explorer, I got this off of a CNN travel thing, was serious about chasing the coffins in these crazy gravity-defying graveyard situations, because what kind of a burial custom is it? And looking at the, I'm telling you, looking at the photographs of this craziest thing. And the coffins are in all kinds of different formations. They're lined up in the crevices in the cliff face. And they have these kind of wooden stakes that hold them. It's, I'm telling you, fascinating stuff. It made it into America Tonight's We Can Count. So good enough for that, because I think it's interesting. And it made me think of moving caskets to higher ground, like the problems they have in Louisiana with floods. That's not a ceremonial thing. It's the flood thing. Because in the floodplain, you see what happens. Then coffins go get flooded and they are unearthed. And boy, that certainly is not good. Because New Orleans, especially, is like a bowl. And that's what causes that. That whole bowl-like, you know, thing. All right, how about this? As we continue to move through, we can count. AT&T's $85.4 billion, now that's a big number. Their bid for Time Warner is in limbo. 8 months into the review, the Justice Department still has a lot of obstacles in trying to assess what would be the most significant business deal we can think of lately anyway, certainly in the Trump times. AT&T trying to buy Time. Anytime it's announced, people forget there is a time period of going through it, culling the deal, and it's never right away. Never. Aaron Judge is going to be part of the Home Run Derby. Do you know Aaron Judge? He's a Yankees rookie who's incredible. He's going to participate in that awesome contest. And he wants to be remembered by those who failed to beat him, as he was then, in the College Derby in 2012. So he wants to repeat that performance. Might. This guy can hit baseballs out of some pretty big stadiums, including his own, right? How about this? A Delta flight attendant hit a passenger with a wine bottle after he tried to open an exit door. He was then restrained with zip ties and now has filed a criminal complaint. Here's the way this goes. Somebody's going to open the exit door and do whatever they're going to do and jeopardize everyone else's lives. I say, good that the flight attendant did that. What are they supposed to do? That's interfering with the crew on a Seattle to Beijing flight. Now, what's weird is, if the plane was at a high altitude then, but had it been at a lower altitude when that fracas kicked up, the exit door could have opened. And the weird thing is, the guy who did this was traveling on a dependent pass. That is what allows relatives of employees to fly standby. And all they said was his name is Mr. Hudek. And he was shouting, do you know who I am, etc. But it doesn't matter who he is. He's the in trouble guy now. And I looked at the aftermath of that. Boy, there was wine all over the place. Oh, it's a nightmare. And, I mean, making that decision as the flight attendant, wow. So the flight attendant passenger had severe facial injuries. That's not good. So he was charged in federal court for interfering with flight crew members. Could get 20 years. And then more years could be served where you've got the dangerous weapon is used. That's actually why it's at least 20 years. So the crew members, I think, really did what they should have done in that circumstance. Because who knows, they might have saved some people's lives by responding. But it had to be scary to make, they had to be scared to make that decision. Had to be. I guess they're taking a cue from something that has been done by others in getting the customer to come up with a new flavor. And Oreo, it's not going to just be a same old Oreo anymore. Vanilla is just not enough. So they're talking about blueberry pie Oreo cookies. And actually, Oreo makes a lot of cookies. 40 billion are sold in 18 countries each year. It's the world's best-selling cookie. Did you know that? It's 100 years old, white cream in between two chocolate wafers. But the company's experimenting. Even if people like the classic Oreo, some like the new offerings. And they are on shelves for 8 to 10 weeks in certain markets. Mississippi Mud Pie is one of them. Mississippi Mud, that sounds interesting. Mississippi Mud Pie. By the way, if you have a flavor in mind, go to social media and put it out there. The company's using the hashtag MyOreoCreation to collect suggested flavors. Some fan, some Oreo fan, will win $500,000. Got any suggestions? Hurry! Thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.